Neil and Clive, to talk about the Reds primarily, as the Reds are the hottest topic in town. Manchester United winning football matches, Arsenal winning football matches and looking good, Newcastle winning football matches, the Champions League teams, Manchester City winning football matches and Chelsea by default winning football matches. So Liverpool are the now legendary crisis club in the Premier League, Clive. They are only 1 point off top, though.
Well, I think the strangest of the many stranger things about Liverpool's season so far is that you and I had a conversation in the first week of the last international break. Liverpool had won 3 games in a row, 3 of 7 games in a row that they won. And yet I think we may finish up expressing many of the same opinions about players, about form, about the balance of the team that we did then. I mean, the defeats do nothing to help. They do nothing to help the confidence or the integration of the new players. They halt momentum. They hurt the league position. They increase the profile and the anxieties and the crisis. But the issues are much the same. It's just that now that solutions are needed rather than preferred. But strange is not easy to fix. It's not easy to analyze or dissect by the very nature of the definition of the word. And we can talk about Diogo. We can talk about the turnover of staff. We can talk about the exacting fixture list. And you will have talked all of those things to bits on Anfield Wrap during the last week or so. But I think my first offering is there has to be a common denominator, because the strangeness is inflicting just about everybody. Okay, Van Dijk and Alisson are exceptions to every rule, but the rest, pretty much without exception, so Boslai in 3 different positions escapes the Inquisition. But it's not just the new boys, it's the best of some of the old boys all suffering from what appears to be the same strange malaise.